We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down
now, granted, this is Simon and Garfunkel, but Paul Simon is your artist of the day. He did have a career before his solo career.
Oh. Toss me a cigarette. I think there's one in my raincoat.
I'm going to be honest. I was never a fan.
What?
Never a fan.
What is wrong with you?
Paul Simon to me, and Rod, I understand you get to pick the artist of the day. That's your prerogative. Paul Simon to me is like Nirvana.
You have the same level of hatred?
Well, no.
Wow.
I have no hatred greater than my hatred for Nirvana. I recognize the talent. I recognize the influence. I just couldn't get into it. I have 758 CDs. I don't have a single Simon and Garfunkel or Paul Simon CD.
Yet you have the Hair Ballad top 10 list from yesterday of all of the crappiest, awful songs from the worst hair metal bands back in the 80s.
Well, I wouldn't say they were awful.
Look at talent he has.
I think I have every single Paul Simon song ever in my personal playlist. How can you not love Paul Simon?
Because I spend my money on music that people can appreciate and understand, like this. I like my Striper. Maybe
boxer?
I like my White Lion.
When the children cry.
I know, speaking of Sound of Silence, stop playing that. Do you not recall Paul Simon sitting in the footprint of the World Trade Center towers? I believe it was the 10-year anniversary. Mm. He did an acoustic version of Sound of Silence.
Oh.
It was just Paul Simon and his guitar and his New York hat, and it stops me in my tracks when I hear that version of that song, because he went down to the site and just, you know, did his thing right there.
Left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp.
Saying it's not good.
To the cold and the damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
It's good.
I'm
not taking that away from him.
The hairs on my arms, I just look, every time I hear it, it just slays me when I hear that version of that song. If you've never heard it, just Google Paul Simon, Sound of Silence, 9/11, and you will get results.
I'm the jerk who, everybody's going to hate me for this, I think Disturbed's version of the Sound of Silence is better.
They did a version sent to the images of 9/11. There is a of Disturbs version, okay?
And
someone put the images of 9/11 over this and the firefighter with his head in his hands. And I don't know what it is about this song and that event that is just linked. And if you haven't seen that, look that up too, because it's very, very powerful.
And touch the sound of silence.
That is not better than Paul Simon's.
I think it is. I really do. Oh, it's just so much more haunting.
I do like that version.
Thank you, Kara Marks.
It's really good.
Fine.
I mean, he just sounds angry about it. It's an angry song, and Paul Simon makes it more of a memorial song. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I get that. But Disturbed's version, I just think, is so much deeper and darker. And maybe I just like dark music. I don't know. I just like when I hear Simon and Garfunkel, I'm like, Bridge Under Troubled Water.
Well, and I'm not a huge fan of that song.
It just doesn't do it for me.
I'm not, because the Sweeney Sisters on Saturday Night Live ruined that song for everyone, if you've seen that. You not only gave your life, you gave your love! How have you not seen the Bridge Over Troubled Water with the Sweeney Sisters? Oh my gosh, it has wrecked that song, because it's so funny. And he's just trying to sing his song. What was her name? She just passed away. She passed away of cancer.
Jan Hooks.
It's Jan Hooks and the blonde floozy. Just
let me see if this is
crapped
it.
Wrapped all over that song.
This may not be it.
Hi, everybody.
I'm Candy Sweeney.
And I'm Liz Sweeney.
And we're
the Sweeney Sisters.
Oh, and you know what? I'm going to break a little rule here. I'm going to break a little rule because somebody very special from our industry is here tonight, and we consider him a member of the family. Paul Simon. Right there, Paul Simon.
Garfunkel albums.
And she didn't even have a record player in there.
It's so bad. And then they just crap all over that song in front of him.
Do they ever play it?
In the version I'm familiar with, they do. And they're, they're rubbing his head. And love! There it is! She goes, Paul, you not only gave your life, you gave your love. And Paul Simon's just sitting there like, really? So like, anytime I hear the actual version of that song, I cannot get the Sweeney Sisters out of my head.
No, we're not coming back.
So bad.
That is awful.
It's like, how many songs have we ruined with the goats? You can no longer listen to because of the goats.
I cannot listen to
Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Bon Jovi. Mm-hmm. Definitely Bon Jovi.
Those are the two big ones that every time I'm in my car, I knew you were.
Paul and I will actually do that in the car while we're singing the songs if they come on the radio.
It's Now I'm Lying on the Cold, Hard Ground.
Oh,
yep. Every time.
Yeah. Hang on. Here we go. Here we go. Here's one. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. What is the commercial?
She got her head in the
cloud. I forgot about this one.
And she's not backing down. This girl is on fire. This girl is.
Oh, that's not so good.
What is the commercial that has ruined a song that you love?
Oh, Roz, is it Chevy trucks or Ford
like
trucks?
Like a rock.
Like a rock. Totally ruined for me. And I love that song. Chevy, yeah.
I mean, no one can think of the SPCA commercials without
the Sarah McLachlan song. Song is the, you know what? That's number one. I think Like a Rock used to be number one, and now Sarah McLachlan is number one for ruined commercials, and Like a Rock is number two.
Apparently somebody's walking their dog outside because Stella's losing her mind.
She does not like that. She does not like that.
She's very protective. She's very protective. Oh, no. All I see is dying dogs. I used to like this song.
You can't listen to it anymore.
All I see now is like a teary little Bichon.
Right?
Who's been kicked.
And they're shaking. The dogs are always shaking.
Yeah, they're always shaking. That's right, Rod. What Sarah McLachlan has done to those dogs should be a crime. Why does she kick them right before they film this commercial? What a tramp.
People have written about this. The song's ruined by commercials. That's it.
I was 18, didn't have a clue.
How much do you think they get paid for that? Like, if you say, okay, we will completely, you know what, out our souls and this song for Chevy, what do they get paid for that?
$20,000. Probably. And then they ruin the song for everybody. Kara Marks of Rob Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Yeah, right? A sun-kissed anyone?
The sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Is Sunkist still around? I remember getting that at the pool down in Texas like every day. And by every day, I mean every day. Man alive. Not looking to make a topic out of it, just bring it to your attention. Ron DeSantis, the Republican nominee for governor of Florida, who won last night, told Fox News today that voters should not monkey this up.
No, she did not.
He, by electing Democratic nominee Andrew Gillum, who would be the state's first black governor. Quoting here.
Why do people say dumb things like that and then try to say, well, that's not what I meant, even though it is exactly what you meant?
It's dog whistle. DeSantis said, and I quote on Fox News, "Let's build off the success that we've had on Governor Scott. The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda with huge tax increases and bankrupting the state."
That's like Roseanne saying, well, I didn't know she was black or he. When
I really
she
don't
said,
think there's any denying that Andrew Gillum is black.
There
He's pretty
is
black.
No denying. But don't you remember what Roseanne tried to say after she said if a monkey had a baby with, why can't I think of her name? Valerie
Jarrett,
thank you. She tried to say, well, I didn't even know. Just admit that you said it.
Monkey this up isn't even a term. I've heard of muck this up. I've never
well,
heard
you're,
of
if you're trying to make it racially insensitive, you throw that word
I've never heard the term monkey this up. Am I missing something? Did maybe there's a phrase I'm not familiar with where you say monkey this up? Somebody says, you're making a mountain out of nothing. Am I? I don't know. I don't know, and I don't care. All I know is that his opponent happens to be black, and the term is muck this up. Everybody knows that. But he said, and I quote, "Let's build off the success that we've had on Governor Scott. The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up."
Gillum later appeared on Fox News, of all places, and excoriated DeSantis for the remark, saying the comment was, quote, "not lost on me," and was ripped out of the president's playbook.
Who said that?
The candidate.
What? Wait, what did
he
say?
Went on Fox News and said the comment was not lost on me.
Oh, the black candidate.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Because we're going to monkey this up. That's not even a term. Muck this up? That's a term.
The chairwoman of the Florida Democratic Party says, quote, it is disgusting that Ron DeSantis is launching his general election campaign with racist dog whistles.
Somebody on the text line says this is a very common term. I've never heard it. Let's take a poll. Have you ever heard
I have never heard that
term. Have you ever heard monkey this up?
No.
Rod, yes or no? Nope.
No.
I have never either. Maybe it's something down south. I don't know.
Maybe.
I've never in my life heard the term monkey this up.
Well, it's funny because if you Google it, the results that you get are from this story.
Go to Wikipedia and see.
Yeah, all I'm getting is results from this. Let me say, wait, history of monkey this up.
Somebody says, a monkey is an animal. Why is this a racial issue? If you have to ask, you're too dumb to breathe. You really are.
I wouldn't say that, but.
No, that is bizarrely sickening. If you have not heard that referring to a black person as a monkey or an ape is considered to be racist. Well, Scotty's not referring to him as a monkey. I understand. But why would you use that term? Because that's not a common term. Whatever people want to say on the text line, it is not a common term. It's not. In my 47 years, I've never said to somebody, well, you know, Rod, you want to be careful there. We got to be pretty straight on the show today. We don't want to monkey this up. I've never said that to you, have I? No.
I would just assume it's racist and not say it. Well, I really would. I've never heard it.
Well, you just don't want to monkey it up. You really monked that one up. You're a bad monkey. Newsroom care marks her.
Homicide rates on the decline in Kansas City, even after all the violence this month. More next.
Dana right here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Make your private appointment now. If you're looking to buy a diamond, if you are looking to sell a diamond, give Scott and Steve a call. You know, they have some, I don't know, 70 plus years combined in the fine jewelry business. And over those decades, between the two of them, they have bought and sold hundreds of millions of dollars in fine jewelry all over the world. By private appointment only, give them a call, see what they can do for you. In most cases, your piece will be about half price or more. Half price or more. And if you have never shopped the wholesale market when it comes to diamonds and fine jewelry, I'm telling you, you will never go back. You could pay twice the price somewhere else. I don't know why you would. Give Scott and Steve a call. Make your appointment today. 913-660-9609. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
4:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Kansas City police say they are seeing an improvement in the violent crime rates. During a presentation to a council committee this morning, Captain Doug Niemeyer says the overall homicide rate has declined over the last 3 years.
The weather is a huge factor, in my opinion, of these numbers. So that's why you try to compare it by month, or that we talk about the summer months. And as you well know, and I've said in here a lot of times, if different parts of our city become more active, because of whatever time of year it is.
There have been 88 homicides so far this year, counting one this afternoon outside a home on Askew. That's still 12 fewer than at the same time last year. Cindy McCain pressed her face against the flag-draped casket of her late husband, U.S. Senator John McCain, during a private viewing today. Several of his children sobbed during the first of two services at the Arizona Capitol. McCain's body will be flown to Washington, where he'll lay in state in the Capitol Rotunda. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
On and off again, chances for showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for Kansas City as we're cruising throughout the rest of the week, and it looks like at times for the holiday weekend, we have a series of disturbances rolling on through. Keeping it dry for the afternoon, much cooler, the high upper 70s. About a 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms by late tonight. Those chances will be lingering early Thursday. Overnight low from the low to mid-60s, and our Thursday high low to mid-80s. Scattered storms by Thursday night. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
76 at KCI, 76 downtown, 74 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Papas? Yeah. Stopped into a church. A Hong Kong university professor has been charged with his wife's murder today, a day after a decomposing body was found inside of a suitcase in his office. It's probably not where you put the body of your murder victim. A story here from CBS News. California could become the first state to eliminate bail for suspects awaiting trial and replace it with a still murky risk assessment system under a bill signed by Governor Jerry Brown. Brown's signature gives the state judicial counsel broad authority to reshape pretrial detention policies ahead of the new law's October of next year start date. Listen to this. Each county superior court will set its own procedures for deciding who to release before trial, potentially creating a patchwork system based on where a suspect lives. Most suspects accused of nonviolent felonies will be released within 12 hours of booking, while those charged with serious violent felonies will be forced to stay in jail before their trial. The new law gives judges wide latitude to decide what to do with other suspects based on their likelihood of returning to court and the danger that they pose to the public. Now, I thought that's kind of the way the system worked right now, isn't it?
No, that's not how the system works. Right now, the system works like this. If you have slaughtered your wife and you make a sizable income or have the resources to do so, mm-hmm. you post the $250,000 bond and you can go home to your McMansion south.
Which you really only have to post $25,000.
But the system as it works now, Scott, and I know that you would agree with me here, penalizes you if you are accused of a crime and you are poor, and it rewards you if you are accused of the exact same crime and you have money.
Okay.
If you got arrested tonight for something you didn't do, you would post bail and you would get out.
Probably.
If someone with limited means, no standing in the community, works really hard to make ends meet, that person gets thrown in jail, accused of the exact same crime that they did not commit. They're going to be sitting there until their trial gets here because they can't afford to get out. I think it needs to be based on safety and security and all kinds of other factors. And the economics of it has always bothered me.
Which amendment is it? Amendment 7 or Amendment 8, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment by a grand jury, blah, 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 nor shall, okay. The 8th Amendment to the Constitution, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and a district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously asserted by law and to be informed. There's somewhere in here, I need to find it, where there is something about unreasonable bail or bond, which has always bothered me a little bit because we do sometimes hold people
without bond.
Without bond.
Which, and thank God that we do.
And I would agree with that, but I've always wondered, is that not in and of itself unconstitutional? Ah, here it is. Sorry, it's the 10th Amendment. Excessive bail shall not be required.
Happens all the time.
Excessive.
The judge set the bail or bond at $2 million. How often do we read that in a newscast? It happens all the time.
This is Article the 10th. It says here, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed. Do we not violate that all the time?
Yes. Someone just wrote in, it's the exact same thing with a speeding ticket. You pay double to get out of it. With a DUI, you pay for a lawyer to get out of it. Money talks.
Mm-hmm. So how can one say, well, if you've committed in California a violent crime, that you can be held without bail? The Constitution of the United States says excessive bail shall not be required. Now, maybe there's been a decision since then. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't pretend to be. So maybe there's been a Supreme Court decision since then that says, well, you know, if you kill 10 people, I mean, we're gonna be able to hold you. If you're Johnny Robinson, we're not going to let you out. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Nor would anyone want him out roaming the streets. I mean, how many more women can he kill before we get him back in prison?
Do you believe in the Constitution or do you not?
What does the word excessive mean? Define it.
Can't afford it.
Well, if it is Ted Bundy, say, circa 1982, mm-hmm. I do not believe that a $20 million bond is excessive. I don't believe bond is excessive.
Now, this is interesting. So excessive is not based on your ability to afford it.
Correct.
Excessive would be based on your crime.
Well, Scott, if you are poor, okay, you live in the inner city, you are a single dad making $8 an hour, and you are accused of a crime. Excessive for that person is going to be $200. That's excessive if you have no money. $200 is excessive. But if you have no money, $25 is excessive.
But isn't justice blind?
Define excessive. You can't. What's excessive for you? What's excessive for me?
Well, hang on, wait a minute. This is interesting. Let's say that I make $8 an hour, to use your example, okay? Hmm? And my partner in crime lives in Leawood, South Leawood, somewhere, okay? Really nice house. He's worth millions of dollars. He and I break into the same store together. Mm-hmm. We're both arrested. Should our bond be the same?
The same crime?
Yes. He and I are so part. I make $8 an hour at McDonald's.
Technically, yes. But that bond becomes excessive for you and not excessive for your partner in crime.
But justice is blind, is it not?
Not when it comes to money, it's not.
So
not blind to what someone can afford to pay.
So should the bond be adjusted for the crime you commit or your ability to pay it?
I don't know. What I am saying is it creates an unfair system based solely on income or ability to pay when we do it the way we're currently doing
it. But the justice system in and of itself is inherently unfair. Would you not agree? I mean,
it is certainly slanted against those without money.
Sure. Because, absolutely. Because if you don't have any money, you get a public defender.
Yeah, get in line.
I'm sure they're fine people.
They are fine
people. I'm sure they're good lawyers.
They are overworked and underpaid and understaffed.
But would you, if given the choice, if your son got arrested tonight in Lawrence, would you advise him to go with the public defender or would you hire him a really, really good attorney?
We would hire, as you would, a good attorney.
And why? Because public defenders are not as good as the really, really good attorneys.
I think they can be if really? They have an appropriate caseload. Don't even go down that road. I think they can be.
I'm happy to do it.
Are you a good attorney with 5 cases? Yes. Are you a good attorney with 3,000 cases? No. You've heard these public defenders say, Scott, they have enough time to walk in and say, I'm sorry, what's your name again? Bob, what'd you do? Okay, I'm looking over the case file.
But I'm not saying that public defenders are not good attorneys. I'm sure they're fine. So before I get characterized as some sort of a jerk on the text line, I want to be clear. There is a reason Steve Merakian is not a public defender. It's because Steve Merakian, full disclosure, my attorney, is one of the best attorneys in town.
But everyone should have, in a perfect system,
a Steve Merakian.
Access to equal representation. But it's just not the case.
But that's right. And again, I'm not saying that public defenders are not lawyers and are not good lawyers. I'm sure they're fine. You're right. They are overworked. It is a crime how many cases end up in the public defender's office and that they don't have enough people to handle those cases. You're absolutely right in that regard. What I'm saying is if public defender lawyers were Steve Merakians, they would have their own practice.
Probably.
Okay. So there is an inherent disparity in the way people without money get representation right. in this country, and the way people with money get representation.
And it also helps buy your freedom if sure. you can afford it.
Yeah, O.J.
when
Simpson.
We're talking about bail.
O.J. Simpson.
I'll make the bail.
Yep.
Now, I might not be able to write you a starter check, but I would be able to call my dad or you and say, can we pool some money? I promise I won't hop on a plane to Mexico. I'll surrender my passport.
576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ. Simply the best for less. Hey, it's Scott Parks for Window World. Did you know that Window World windows are one of the two windows with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ranked number one in the number of windows sold in the country by Qualified Remodeler magazine? And windows from Window World don't just look amazing. They're energy efficient. They keep the cold air out in the winter and the hot air out in the summer. Make the move today. Online at windowskansascity.com. And a lifetime warranty that covers all parts, glass breakage, and labor. Windows from Window World use a double-strength glass that gives it a strength not commonly found in replacement windows. Call for a free home estimate today. Here's their number. It's 816-799-0820. Window World now offering 18 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. 816-799-0820 or online at windowskansascity.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
Stepping stone.
Monkeys. Really, Rod?
I'm not your stepping stone.
When we're talking about what happened in Florida last night.
You're trying to make your mark in society.
Los Angeles has decided to rename Rodeo Road after former President Barack Obama.
Aww.
It is not Rodeo Drive. It is Rodeo Road.
But it is Rodeo Drive.
Yes. It's Rodeo Road. There's a difference.
It's is that like some little side street?
It's like college,
like 20
it's like,
miles away that
it's
nobody's
like a College Street in Kansas City and College Boulevard in Overland Park. Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and name that Barack Obama Road. It's funny. I went to Rodeo Drive. I didn't see it.
The fallout from Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro's grand jury investigation, which identified 300 predator priest in his state alone who had abused victims, has now reached to the top of the Catholic Church. You know, there have been calls for the Pope to resign. In fact, the Attorney General of Pennsylvania says he has proof that the Pope knew about it.
You know,
5 years
sad,
ago.
Scott, and I hate talking about this, but it's in the news all the time.
Yeah, I don't know how you avoid it.
Because it keeps happening. And what makes me sad, I was thinking about this in the car today because I love this Pope. His stance on all kinds of things, to me, is a welcome, refreshing change, okay? But if it is true that he knew about this, when are we going to get a leader, for real, who will come in and say, look, we have a problem. And it's not just a United States problem. We have this problem globally. It's really bad in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to stand for it anymore. We are going to go back through our files and out, and I mean this publicly, every single priest in our dirty priest files, and we're just going to come clean. We're going to start the slate is now clean today. Now, that doesn't help the victims.
I thought they had said we were going to do this 20 years ago.
It doesn't help the victims, and I don't want anyone thinking that I am diminishing the horrifying irreparable harm that has been done to God knows how many boys and girls.
Right.
Why can't someone just come out and say, I'm going to be the guy. I'm going to be the guy, because it can't be a woman, that says enough. We are going to out all of them. We're going to open our files. This is who it was. This is when it was. This is how many times it was. And from this point forward, we are handing them over. Put them all in jail. We don't want that type of predator in our ranks. Where is the leader who will just say that? It's not like a political issue with guns or abortion where there's like two sides. I'm sorry, most people are anti-you know what with children. There's where's the controversy other than
the
money and the lawsuits, which are happening anyway?
Not where's the controversy, where's the conscience?
But Scott, what I'm saying is there's no downside other than lawsuits, which are burying the church anyway, to coming out and saying, okay, we're done. We recognize this is a problem. And I'm the leader. It stops right now. It stops right now. And we're going to clean house. We're going to clean house. And then from this point forward, every single town in every single city in America is going to have an ombudsman. We're going to be open about allegations and certainly about the thousands of founded cases of abuse.
Right.
What's other than the threat of lawsuit, which is already happening, why would anyone want to perpetuate this monster that is within that church?
I don't know.
What's the upside to shielding pedophiles? What is the upside to shielding a pedophile?
Two things, and I say upside with air quotes, okay? Because I don't believe what I'm saying. Attendance, I guess, and money.
But people who have left because of that have already left. I left 9 years ago. I would never go back because of that. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. I'm not doing it. If you have stayed despite Sean Rattigan, despite what happened here with Bishop Finn, you're not going to leave because there's another 30 of them out there. I would think you would be the first person to stand up and say, thank you. Let's stop this madness and address it and fix it. Wouldn't you have already left if this was your thing?
Yes, I think probably, but take the and I don't know what parish Sean Rattigan was in charge of when he got in trouble.
Well, he bounced.
Okay, all right, you're right. But if you found out, if you were a congregant, okay, in Sean Rattigan's church, and you found out that Sean Rattigan was doing bad things with children.
And people knew it and passed him on to your parish.
The attendance in that church would drop.
Scott, and with, I don't know that
when
it did.
I would assume it did. With the attendance drop comes a drop in money. I think it's all about the money. And, you know, and before anybody starts saying, well, you guys are just anti-Catholic.
No, I'm anti-pedophile. If we were talking about hundreds of pedophiles in an auto manufacturing plant, I would be against that. If we were talking about,
I understand,
you know, in a hospital, I'd be against that.
I just want full disclosure before everybody says, "Well, you guys are just anti-Catholic." I've been attending a Catholic church lately since I started dating Kelly, who is a Catholic. So don't go calling me anti-Catholic. I've given money to the Catholic Church. I want to like this. I'm not a Catholic, but I want to like this Pope. I think he's a good guy, and I think he's good for the church. But if he's covering up for people who are doing bad things to kids, and if there is, as this Pennsylvania Attorney General claims, proof that this Pope was covering up, he has to go. He's the Joe Paterno of the Catholic Church.
Okay, but then who steps in that role, Scott? Because how long has this been going on?
I don't know. Somebody who is not covering up.
It has to be somebody new and maybe young. Maybe we stop, with all due respect, with the 80-year-old man. Maybe we go young, dynamic, anti-pedophile cover-up guy who can say, let's just call this what it is. Right. We're going to try and atone here.
Newsroom Caremark, sir.
Happening now on KMBZ, Kansas City's mayor wants to have a conversation about race. Details next.
Hey, Kansas City, get ready to celebrate. Get ready to save. It's Scott Parks here to tell you all about the huge Labor Day holiday savings happening now at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Check out these offers you won't want to miss. Save the tax. That's right. Save by the amount equal to the sales tax at the store on qualifying furniture, flooring, and NFM Plus TVs, home audio, and appliances. Shop with store-wide 40-month financing on purchases of $19.99 or more. That's on the Mart's incredible selection of furniture, flooring, appliances, electronics. Take your football watching experience to a whole new level with $50 off qualifying TV or projector installation. And then take 10% off suggested retail on select mounts and screens. See the store for details. The Mart has amazing deals for everyone, and they're coming through big time with this year's Labor Day holiday event.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.